With the exception of the Madonna-themed altarpiece by Neri de Bicci, almost all of the original art in this chapel had been replaced with contemporary pieces representing the two celebrities, Dante and Beatrice, the reasons most visitors sought out this tiny chapel. Most of the paintings depicted Dante's longing gaze during his famous first encounter with Beatrice, during which the poet, by his own account, instantly fell in love. The paintings were of widely varying quality, and most, to Langdon's taste, seemed kitschy and out of place. In one such rendering, Dante's iconic red cap with ear flaps looked like something Dante had stolen from Santa Claus. Nonetheless, the recurring theme of the poet's yearning gaze at his muse Beatrice left no doubt that this was a church of painful love, unfulfilled, unrequited, and unattained. Langdon turned instinctively to his left and gazed upon the modest tomb of Beatrice Portinari. This was the primary reason people visited this church, although not so much to see the tomb itself as to see the famous object that sat beside it, a wicker basket. This morning, as always, the simple wicker basket sat beside Beatrice's tomb. And this morning, as always, it was overflowing with folded slips of paper, each a handwritten letter from a visitor, written to Beatrice herself. Beatrice Portinari had become something of a patron saint of star-crossed lovers, and according to long-standing tradition, handwritten prayers to Beatrice could be deposited in the basket in the hope that she would intervene on the writer's behalf, perhaps inspiring someone to love them more, or helping them find their true love, or even giving them the strength to forget a love who had passed away. Langdon, many years ago, while in the throes of researching a book on art history, had paused in this church to leave a note in the basket, entreating Dante's muse not to grant him true love, but to shed on him some of the inspiration that had enabled Dante to write his massive tome. Sing in me, muse, and through me tell the story. The opening line of Homer's Odyssey had seemed a worthy supplication, and Langdon secretly believed his message had indeed sparked Beatrice's divine inspiration, for upon his return home, he had written the book with unusual ease.
Scusate,
Sienna's voice boomed suddenly.
Potete ascoltarmi tutti?
Everyone. Langdon spun to see Sienna loudly addressing the scattering of tourists, all of whom now glanced over at her, looking somewhat alarmed. Sienna smiled sweetly at everyone and asked in Italian if anyone happened to have a copy of Dante's Divine Comedy. After some strange looks and shakes of the head, she tried the question in English without any more success. An older woman who was sweeping the altar hissed sharply at Sienna and held up a finger to her lips for silence. Sienna turned back to Langdon and frowned as if to say, "Now what?" Sienna's calling all cars solicitation was not quite what Langdon had had in mind, but he had to admit he'd anticipated a better response than she'd received. On previous visits, Langdon had seen no shortage of tourists reading the Divine Comedy in this hallowed space, apparently enjoying a total immersion in the Dante experience. Not so today. Langdon set his sights on an elderly couple seated near the front of the church. The old man's bald head was dipped forward, chin to chest. Clearly, he was stealing a nap. The woman beside him seemed very much awake, with a pair of white earbud cables dangling from beneath her gray hair. A glimmer of promise, Langdon thought, making his way up the aisle until he was even with the couple. As Langdon had hoped, the woman's telltale white earbuds snaked down to an iPhone in her lap. Sensing she was being watched, she looked up and pulled the earbuds from her ears. Langdon had no idea what language the woman spoke, but the global proliferation of iPhones, iPads, and iPods had resulted in a vocabulary as universally understood as the male-female symbols that graced restrooms around the world. "iPhone?" Langdon asked, admiring her device.